everybody. Welcome back. Pings, episode 186. 186 weeks of us bringing you all the buzzworthy hot topics that Microsoft users are pinging each other about, and all the headlines that people around the world are discussing. And this week, Mark, before we get to that, by the way, Mark's back, everyone.
Hi.
Should we just officially invite Mark to host the show?
I think we did that last week.
Did I? But I don't know if I officially, should I send flowers?
I didn't get flowers, so that
no,
wasn't
should I
yet.
Send flowers?
Like, yeah.
I don't want to be too overbearing. I like to ask first.
I'm not going
to
complain. That way, okay. then if you don't put it, like, you send it to work so that everyone around says, ooh, he got flowers.
We should do that. And then I'll name them, like, and I'll send a picture of, like, some random hot girl with it. Right? Do you have a girlfriend?
Stop the program!
Not
really. Get all jammed up.
It's complicated.
Right.
It's complicated.
That's your Facebook status. Anyway, maybe next week we'll have Mark's official first show. That's something to look forward to.
All right. I'll have to prepare for that one.
Yeah, still in orange, though.
Okay.
Anyway, I like to talk about the comments, and one of my favorite comments this week is by a guy called Black Wolf, who says, for the first 40 seconds, Ping felt like an episode of Seinfeld. Which I take as an enormous compliment.
You said Emmy Award winning.
Emmy Award winning, genius, legendary. That's what I think of when I think of Seinfeld, right?
I agree.
So Mark went back and watched it again. Did you get a Seinfeld-esque?
I laughed. I laughed at watching myself.
We think we're funny. But more importantly than that, there used to be a guy, when I used to do a show called like allgames.com and whatever, all this stuff back in the day, I'm talking like late 90s, this guy called Black Wolf, who's followed me from there to G4 to the early days of Channel 10, and always commented, more of a gamer than a tech guy, but regardless, his name is Black Wolf. I'm wondering if maybe this is him, but he spelled it with a Q, because here's the question for you, Channel 9 dev guy.
Yeah.
If Black Wolf with a K was taken,
right.
Would you can't have two of the same,
right? I don't think so. You have a display name and a name, but I have to look at which one
you don't
is
know.
Unique. I don't know every part of
it. I'm going
to
have to tell your boss.
I know someone who could tell. Right now. Yeah.
Tell your boss who's giving me the evil eye right now. Anyway, I'm wondering if it is, and if it is you, long lost Black Wolf, welcome back. Love you. I missed you. And let's start the show.
All right.
All right, everybody, we talked about it earlier, in earlier episodes, and it was kind of like speculation, when's it going to happen, is it going to happen, but now it is official, and it has happened. Microsoft points are gone, and we now get to spend currency. I think currently this is only active in America, but really soon in all 41 countries, the UK, Australia, everyone is going to be paying with actual, whatever currency,
your local currency
they're native to, which I think is genius. And necessary.
Yeah, so it started August 26th. We rolled out part of the United States and it going across the 41 markets. When you log in, your points, you don't lose them all. Actually, the first time you go to the store, it'll prompt you and say, hey, we're going to transfer over your points into your currency. You get the money, so you don't lose anything.
Right.
You're fine.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And it says here, like, if you have 120 points, that would have been equivalent to $1.50. See, now, I feel, because the way my brain works, they should have made it so... like 1 point was equal to $1.50, because I'm fine with spending 1 point. But if you tell me I need to spend 120 points, I'm like, oh my God, that's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
I don't want to spend that much. But I guess if you have 1 million points, you're like, what's 120?
If I had 1 million points, it'd be like 100 and I can't do
that. So wait, you just want to get this straight. So you can't do math on call, and you're not quite sure of all of the dev things going on in Channel 9.
I'm
wondering if we made the wrong decision for official new host.
No, I'm just a pretty face. I do well in front of the camera. I work behind the camera no one has to know about.
All right. Well, congratulations to Xbox, and I can't say I couldn't be more on board with the decision, and I think all Xbox Live fans out there are doing backflips and cheering because the point system was way too complicated for mine, and apparently Mark's simple mind. All right, everybody, in weeks past, we've discussed Windows 8.1.
Yep.
One of the features, obviously, that people are all abuzz about is the Start button.
Yep.
And Windows 8.1 brings it back, and an abundance of other new features. And it has just been announced that Microsoft is releasing 8.1 to our hardware partners ahead of the public launch on October 18th. So on October 18th, this will be available to everyone, right?
Yep.
Now, here's my question for you, Mark, because I thought there was it the beta of 8.1 that was available for download?
It was a preview, yeah.
But that was available to everybody.
Right.
So what's the difference?
The difference is this is the RTM version. So the preview is exactly as it says. It's an early version, primarily usually for developers to get their hands on.
Right.
Because the new
early
features
adopters.
Are there.
Right, okay.
So if you want to program against the new, if you want your apps to be ready for 8.1 when it comes out, you need an early look at it so you can update your apps against the APIs that don't exist in the earlier version.
Gotcha.
So preview comes out, you can update your stuff. Enthusiasts can download it to check out some of the new features, but always kind of be careful. You never know. Maybe some driver mix-up.
Would I want to then re-download 8.1 when the RTM hits on October 18th?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So RTM is going to be the final bits. RTM stands for Release to Manufacturer. It used to mean that was when we sent the bits to the DVD plant to get burned.
Right.
Or the floppy plant, I guess, to whatever they did with floppy plants to mass produce.
Right.
But now it's basically we're sending out probably USB sticks or ISO downloads down to, you know, Dell, HP, and all those guys. They're going to make sure that their newest machines run great on them, and then everyone gets
it
in
October. So does that mean machines will be shipping with 8.1?
I assume so, yeah. It would make sense to do that. Or the way it works, I believe, the way the preview worked is when you went to the store, it alerted you that there was a new version, and then you could just download it right there from inside the operating system.
It's cool.
Actually a pretty painless upgrade.
Great. So if anyone is already, if you are, and I imagine a lot of you are, the early adopters and you tried 8.1, leave us a message and let us know what you think. And otherwise, I expect all of you to be downloading it on October 18th. All right, Ping fans, Stupa fans. We've talked a few times in recent history about whether or not the actual brick and mortar stores for the Microsoft stores are viable. Mm-hmm. I personally love them. I'd love to hear your take real quick.
No, I've been in them a couple of times. I think it's a kind of cool atmosphere. Tried a bunch of the new hardware that's out there.
Right?
When the Windows phones came out, that was the place I went to go try out all of them because they're cross providers and I was looking to switch, so.
Yeah, I mean, I realize that a lot of like purchasing is moving online, but the idea that there's a place where you can go to and actually try the things and see the things. Anyway, so we agree that these are good things. The other guy that used to host this show, tall, skinny guy, he didn't agree, but he was wrong. Anyway, moving on. There is a new one opening, thus further proving how right we are
in
the fact that these are very good things. And the new one is opening in Florida. And if you are excited about this, you'll be more excited to know that it is featuring a concert by Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide.
And, you know, and we have had all sorts of really, really high-end entertainers come and perform at all of the different openings. And, you know, we've talked about the one here in Seattle versus Arizona versus L.A. And I find it interesting that the one in Florida has chosen to open with Pitbull. Now, this is definitely the most non-mainstream, niche artist we've ever had. Usually you get someone really sort of like, you know, very bland white bread America, like Kelly Clarkson. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, we got Pitbull, who not everyone loves. I love.
There was that one other opening that went awry at that one store. I can't remember who it was.
Was that the Black Keys?
It was Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh,
there was that whole incident.
Yes, Machine Gun Kelly.
I think we're doing ourselves better for having someone more reputable.
Goes to show, too, like, you wonder who makes these decisions. Obviously, Florida has a huge Latin community, and Pitbull, prominent figure in the Latin community, so it's a good decision.
Who I thought would have been more appropriate? Florida.
Florida, right?
Come on.
I don't know. Maybe we should call Microsoft Marketing and get them.
Put in a suggestion in the suggestion box there.
There we go. Anyway, you guys check it out. October 22nd, the Mall at Millennia. Pitbull. And we have to wish big happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
10 years.
10 years to
Skype.
To Skype. I didn't realize Skype had been around that long.
Yeah, neither have I. I mean, you think video chat. I remember doing audio chat back when I was in high school a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a new thing. And I was doing it via like AOL Instant Messenger, just getting because oddly enough, my girlfriend back then was a long-distance phone call, so it was cheaper to use the internet.
Was she real?
On my 56K ball modem. I had met her. Yes.
Yeah, is she a real-life person?
But nowadays, video chat is just another everyday thing. Do it from your phone, from your PC, from your Surface.
Yeah, everybody's doing it. In fact, here's some of our more famous Skype users include Britain's Royal Family, Oprah Winfrey. Obviously, she does a lot of her Skype interviews, and they come out really high quality. We should talk to her about what she does there.
I had no idea.
Lady Gaga's used Skype. Yeah, Skype's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And now we are just announcing that in the next few years, or next coming years, Skype is working on 3D calling and the capability of 3D screens.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that like a hologram?
Well, the thing is, like, think of how 3D movies and stuff work now.
Right.
that technology is already there, right? The displays are there, but they're not really mainstream. They're just kind of cutting edge. I think the thing that is really going to be difficult is the 3D camera capture.
Right.
Because right now you'd have to set up multiple cameras and like configure them and make sure they're calibrated to the right thing and do all that. That's way too much for a home use. You know, how many times are you going to bump your monitor and knock a camera a little off?
I don't know if I'd want it.
Now, what?
I don't know if I'd really.
You don't want a hologram?
I mean.
Now, I don't know. Like,
I don't Skype a lot anyway. I feel like in my world, in my brain, I want, like, I just want text. Like, I don't want you to see me all the time. I didn't want you to hear my voice. I just want to text. So I want less interaction.
You know, for me,
less
maybe.
Less real life likeness.
I don't mind the video chat or photo chat or anything like that.
If you're really far away,
it's
I
always,
can do.
Yeah, my family's on the East Coast. But right. For me, it's always what's going around me. You know, if I'm like in my living room by my PC and I'm going to be video chatting, what's going on behind me? What's going on? My roommate is over, right. My friend's over. They all yell
right.
about
and
fantasy
I heard about
football.
What, you have that pant thing at your house, so.
There's a thing. But you know, it's you know, but maybe 3D, they could kind of lay out the lay of the room and kind of blank that stuff out.
Yeah, yeah. And that'd obviously, cool. I'm sure someone cooler than I and cooler than you is going to come up with a really cool use for it, yeah. And not just for me texting or Skyping with grandma across the country.
It's a cool future-looking thing. There's definitely an ecosystem that needs to build around it. But yeah. I mean, the capabilities that then enables is kind of neat as well.
Cool. So happy birthday to the Skype family. Welcome to the Microsoft family. And we can't wait for 3D calling.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That wraps up another week. Please join us next week for Mark's first show. It'll be awesome. Oh, God. I get those Miley Cyrus visions when you say we're number one. That's bad. I don't like it. No foam fingers.
No.
But follow me on Twitter at Elfoy and this guy.
At Mark DeFalco.
And I was down from the Twitterverse for a while because, as some of you noticed, I'd been hacked and hacked and then hacked a few more times. But I think I got it. I think I'm good. So I will be tweeting again until the next time I get hacked. Don't take that as an invitation to hack me because I'm sure it's not that difficult. Clearly, because people keep doing it.
You change
it.
Your password anyway. From password one to password two.
And then back to password one.
Oh, well, there we go.
Isn't that good? And my password is just passcode. All right, everybody. Tune in next week. We'll see you. Bye.